Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
When Elizabeth Elliot was visiting Donavur Fellowship in South India to do research for a book on the life of Amy Carmichael, she met a remarkable woman who was working with the mentally incompetent. The woman herself was greatly handicapped by the loss of one eye. "I have no professional training," she explained, adding, "The Holy Spirit gives me new wisdom each day to deal with them. Some are like wild animals, but the Lord Himself is my helper. I can't see on one side, but even in my weakness He has helped me," she said. When Elizabeth Elliot inquired as to how she had become involved in such a work, Pungaja explained that one day, tremendously burdened by life, she went to Amy Carmichael, who was affectionately known as Amma by nationals of India. "When she hugged me," she said, "all my burdens went away." The Indian men and women who followed in her footsteps, serving others, have been a powerful witness to the life of Amy Carmichael. "When she hugged me, all my burdens went away." Is it any wonder that the suffering and neglected in our world will line up for this kind of love? Have you ever considered the impact of a loving touch? When Jesus was here, there were times when He dispelled sickness with a mere command. He simply spoke the word. Sickness yielded to healing and health. But there were other occasions when He reached out and touched someone, at times going out of His way to express love through the touch of a hand. He touched the leper who went through life crying out, "Unclean! Unclean!" He touched the blind man by the gate of Jericho. He still touches those who are pushed aside by society even today. In recent years, medical science has discovered that there is healing in the power of a touch. Dr. Carl Menninger, the renowned psychiatrist, demonstrated that mentally retarded individuals respond far more when there is physical contact between them and therapists. One article in a medical journal pointed out that patients with heart attacks stabilize far more quickly when someone who loves them is present to hold their hand. It has also been demonstrated that cerebral palsy victims move more normally after receiving sensory stimulation. People respond to a loving touch. A family counselor says that most unwanted teenage pregnancies could have been prevented if only a father had hugged his teenage daughter every day. "Is any one of you sick?" asked James as he wrote to the infant church almost 2,000 years ago. He should call the elders of the church to pray over him and anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord. There is healing in the touch of love and faith. It all begins with love as we reach out and touch someone else. It's the hand of love that lifts the burdens of someone else and gives the person courage to press on. "Now it is my joy to serve these very difficult people," explained the woman ministering to mentally handicapped people when she herself had but one eye. It is the simple touch of love that makes the difference. A phone company encourages subscribers to reach out and touch someone. That's applied Christianity. It is how Jesus would operate. Yes, in love, friend, reach out and touch someone today. See what happens as you make the difference.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Sala with Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.